The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Today is the 19th of November, 2015. And the Lord's message is a follow-up, really, on yesterday's message. It's been pretty much in my heart, the whole idea of going out and talking to people. I'm certainly seeking Him on my end as to who He wants me to talk to and how. This morning in worship, when I was with the Lord, I felt so strongly that His heart was aching for those who were lost and in the darkness. You know, like the woman who prayed to the universe for a stove to keep her house warm. There's nothing more wonderful I can do for you, Lord, but to tell them about your love. Yet I don't even know where to begin. He replied, I am in this moment demystifying, de-Bible-thumping, and browbeating, and removing all the impediments the enemy has placed in all of your ways. My ways are so simple. They are ways of love. The enemy has made a rote method out of what I always meant to be a sincere act of fellowship and love. Many of you are scared to death to introduce me to others. But nothing could be more simple if you go about it as my friend and theirs. Then he began to offer a suggestion on how to approach them. Let me introduce you to my friend, Jesus. He is with you everywhere you go. He listens to every cry and shares in all your laughter. He rejoices with you in the springtime. When new life is budding out of the earth, He rejoices with you as you lie in piles of golden leaves with the wild lavender asters that dot the field in the fall. He laughs with you at the antics of the new puppy and cries with you when you must say goodbye to your beloved pet. Oh, He is so present to you, my friend, so familiar to you, you don't even notice Him, but He is here. When someone passes away, He upholds you with infusions of peace, allowing you to go through the steps of saying goodbye to your loved one. He slowly releases the sorrow in you so you're not overwhelmed. When He brings a new life into your womb, He provides all that is needed to raise that child. Oh, everything He does is underpinning your life, and He is so close and so much a part of you, you don't even recognize Him until it is His time to reveal His presence to you. Then the joy of discovery is there. You were there when my mother passed. You were there when I made that career decision that changed my life. You were there when I went to the pound to get a kitten. You have always been there, and I never knew it. You were there in the ER when I thought I was dying, and you held me securely so that fear didn't overwhelm me. You were there when I was all alone after that abusive relationship. You were even there during that, waiting for me to say, enough. You gave me the courage to begin a new life. You encouraged me that I could do it. You were there when I walked into the thrift store needing new clothes with only a few dollars, and you filled my bag with everything I needed and then some. In fact, you were the one who inspired the wealthy lady to get rid of those beautiful clothes she never wears. You even measured the timing so I would walk in just as they were putting her clothes out on the rack. You knew I needed a car, and you brought me just what I needed. And then when it broke down, you gave me favor with the mechanic to repair it for less than the going rate. You even moved on his heart so that I could manage the payments. You have been with me all along, and I never knew it. Even when life seemed unfair, you were with me, encouraging me to move on without looking back. You were there in the glorious sunset, and there when three deer walked out into the meadow. You even arranged that cardinal singing outside my window, sparkling with frost in the early morning light. Yes, you do all things well. And now you have come to invite me into your world, never to feel alone again. Amazing. And then he continued speaking in the first person. Do you see, my children, how very easy it is to introduce me to others? Don't take your Bible. Take your heart, overflowing with love, as I infuse you every morning. People can argue with the Bible, but they can't argue with my love. Soon the walls will come down, and you can safely introduce my words as love letters, not an erroneous list of do's and don'ts. You see, people are tired and burned out on religion, but if you've been living your life out of my heart of love, they will be drawn to you. Something's different about this one, they'll say. Something's personal and caring. In the past, they have seen their name notched on your salvation gun and heard the celebration that another one's been saved from the fires of hell. Do you know they never got deep enough to believe that there was a hell? First, you must convince them of your sincerity and realness. Then, as my love soaks into their heart and grace begins to move, they'll be hungry for my words and not be interested in all those arguments about who wrote the book. They will be alive to my spirit and hunger and thirst for righteousness and my words of life. This is a new season of salvation, my people, a new and fresh anointing of love that reaches right through all those barriers of the past. It is my love that leads to repentance, and you cannot give what you do not have. That is why everything must spring from your time with me when I fill you to overflowing. I am demystifying religion and the faith. I'm taking men's ways out and infusing you with my ways. As you study my life, you see that I went about doing good. Go and do likewise. Bring them to the altar of my caring, and let me give you insight into their souls. I will be with you in this endeavor, but you must be real, not looking for a way to inject me into the conversation. Rather, let my spirit flow from within you. Did I not say, do not worry about how to respond or what to say, and that hour you will be given what to say? You can feign interest in them to get their confidence, or you can be genuinely loving and they will be captivated by my spirit working through you. The rest, well, have confidence. All will flow through you without effort on your part. You take the first steps, and I will meet them with my grace. Well, that's a beautiful message from the Lord, and very poetic as well. As I was listening to him talk about these different ways of approaching people, one of the ways that I find very effective, and I think you guys will agree with me, is just confessing our faults and telling people how the Lord has helped us overcome those things in the past, that he's the friend that is there when we need him the most to help us with something that's beyond our capability to do. But what I wanted to ask a favor of you guys, not so long ago, the Lord gave us a teaching on healing, basically saying that only a believer exercising their faith along with a patient, a sick person, is necessary to make a miracle. And many of you, many, many of you took that at face value. And we've collected quite a few praise reports on that level. And I'm asking you now if you would please just maybe in one or two sentences, respond with this video and give everybody insight into what the Lord has done for you in the way of learning how to pray for healing. Just share a little bit of your success, if you would, please. And that'll give us the encouragement and the strength that we need to go about this new direction the Lord is leading us in, where he's basically saying, don't take your Bible, take your heart. And interestingly enough, when I came to the Lord, it was because of his presence and the knowledge of him in my heart and the experience that I had with him that I became hungry for the Bible. Before that, I'd try to read the Bible and the words were just blah, 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 blah. And with a lot of people, it's that way. So that's kind of putting the horse before the cart. The scriptures are something that they will naturally hunger and thirst for once they've tasted how good the Lord is. So please do me a favor and share a little bit about how the teaching on healing has made a difference in your life and the simplicity of that approach and the breakthroughs that you've had with it will be very supportive of this next step that the Lord is asking us to take. Thank you. And the Lord is with us.